The Last of Us is a 2013 action-adventure game developed by Naughty Dog and published by Sony Computer Entertainment. The game was a hit release, making the sequel one of the most highly anticipated games of this year. And if the reviews are anything to go by, fans have not been left disappointed. Set 5 years later, the story follows a now 19-year-old Ellie, who comes into conflict with a mysterious cult in a post-apocalyptic United States.
I want what you want, but not at any cost.
I really hope you make it.
I have to finish it.
There's a cost.
We could have killed you. Maybe you should have.
The game has been praised for its engaging storytelling, but this isn't the only reason The Last of Us 2 has caused a stir online. The surprising array of accessible features has left many fans calling it the most accessible game on the market at the moment. But how accessible is it really? Ross Megan is a fan of the game and he joins me now to tell us more about the game. Hi, Ross.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing? You're enjoying the game?
Very good. Yeah, very good. Loving it. I've just come off a session now and yeah, very much enjoying it. Can't wait to get stuck back in on it later.
So what's so different about this game? Everyone's praising it online, but what makes it special and different to other games at the market right now?
Yeah, I think you touched on it there. I think the big thing for particularly for people with a visual impairment is how accessible the game is in the wider context of the video games industry. I think when I think back to the first game back in 2013, it was a fantastic game, but in terms of accessibility, there wasn't much there. And now here we are 7 years later. It seems like they've put as much resources as they could into accessibility. The buzz around it in certainly in our community is about how accessible it is and how anybody from partially sighted to totally blind is being able to enjoy the game in the same way as somebody who's fully sighted.
So what features in particular do you find help you when you play the game?
There's so many, but if I could pick out a couple, I'd say the high contrast feature. It's something I've not seen on the game before. It will essentially darken the backgrounds and make it so the enemies and your allies and items that you need to pick up stand out from the background. It will make them bold and just makes it so much easier to see enemies and teammates for those people who do have some useful vision. And secondly, I think the inclusion of a screen reader. It's something that I've only ever seen used on the game Minecraft. But as far as big AAA titles are concerned, this is the first time I've ever seen a screen reader. So it will, whenever you're going through the menus, it will announce what item you're on. It'll announce the description of the item, whether it's toggled on or off. And when you're in the gameplay, it will announce text that appears on the screen. It will read any in-game items like letters. It will read things like the ammo in your weapon. It's just a fantastic tool just for keeping up with what's going on in the game. And I think for a third, I found myself using a lot is the navigation features, where you can press a button on your controller and the camera on the game will point you in the direction of where you need to go to progress the story. For a visually impaired person, it's just a great tool to have because obviously sometimes we struggle to actually see where we're supposed to go. There are audio cues as well. Obviously, if you struggle to see things like boxes to climb over, or if you need to crouch, or if you need to climb somewhere, or if you need to take down an enemy. At all those points, the game will give you customized audio feedback for each of those actions so that you know when you need to perform them.
So you mentioned a lot of features, and the one thing with the game that's really great is you can start with almost a default setting, but the game goes beyond that because you can customize everything. So you can adjust it to your own sight condition and your own sight loss.
Yeah, I mean, from the get-go, as soon as you load up the game, one of the first things you're greeted with is accessibility. And as you say, it's a very sort of customizable interface. You can sort of make the game behave and make the features behave how you want them to behave. If you don't want one feature, you don't have to have it. If you want all of them, by all means, have all of them. As well, for people that have other disabilities like hearing impairments and physical impairments, there's custom accessibility features for those. You can assign specific accessibility features to certain buttons on the controller. For example, on the PlayStation, there is a touchpad at the top of the controller where you can sort of swipe on it in different directions to perform certain actions. And in this game, you can, for example, assign the high contrast feature to turn on and off when you swipe left. So it just prevents you having to go into the menu every time when you want to enable that feature. It's the sort of thing where you might only want it on for combat, for when you're fighting enemies, and you might not want it on in other circumstances.
Will it be hard to go back to other games that don't have as many features or don't cater to sight loss?
Yeah, I think it will 100%. Over the years, I found myself sort of drifting away from video games as it's become more difficult for me to pick up new games because of my visual impairment. I've sort of drifted away from it a bit. I don't tend to try out new games anymore because of the lack of accessibility. I hope that this is, I guess, a sign for the future in a way, that what Naughty Dog has done can be kind of the shot in the arm of all the other AAA companies that have the resources to do these things. I just hope it's something that more companies take note of in the future, because it's been proved now that these features can be implemented if the effort is put into it.
Obviously, there's a lot you enjoy about the game, but what do you think they could improve?
The big thing that could be improved on is audio narration. For example, if Ellie, the protagonist, if she's writing something in her journal or looking at a particular object or performing a certain action, that without the audio narration, you will have no idea if it's going on. So I think audio narration throughout would be probably the biggest thing that is missing from this game.
Do you think the lack of accessibility on the market comes from the fact that a lot of people have a presumption that if you're blind or visually impaired, you're not going to want to play video games?
I think it comes back to the thing we talk about a lot of the time, about like this social model of disabilities. With a game like this, people have seen online and on YouTube and on all the social media channels, when company does take the time and put the effort into these accessibility features, people with a visual impairment or any other kind of disability, they will play the game because it will mean that they can. I think that's the simple thing of it. People might assume that visually impaired people don't play games as much as sighted people or don't want to play the games, but the fact of the matter is, visually impaired people don't play the games because they can, because the accessibility generally hasn't been considered. I'd encourage people to try this particular game, because I think the more people that try these features, the more people that use these features, the more it's going to alert these big companies to the fact that the demand is there if they just put the resources into it. So I just encourage people to try it out. Obviously, I think there's still a little way to go for people that are completely blind, but even so, with a game like this, there's been videos of people online who are completely blind who are being able to play this game with some difficulties, but they are still being able to play it, whereas in the past they haven't been able to play it at all. So for those people that do try it, I'd encourage them to give their feedback onto the company, post online, talk about it with friends, spread the word, raise the awareness of accessibility within video games, because it has been a big issue in the past and it still is a big issue.
As Ross said, give the game a go, check out if you like it, share it with your friends, contact Naughty Dog, contact Sony, PlayStation, Xbox, all those companies, let them know why accessibility is important, and maybe in the future we can see more games embrace accessibility features and more games made available for everyone. But in the meantime, Ross Megan, thank you so much for speaking with me, and good luck with finishing the game.
Thank you very much. It's scary at times, but I'm still having fun with it. Thank you.